Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
We're reading in the writings of Rabash, the article Why Life is Divided into Two Discernments. You can find the study material on Sviva Tova, as well as the Arvut system, and you can also send live questions through there. Rav, please.
Yes, let's read the article. It's not little. It's a good idea to go through all of it. Let's see.
The writings of Rabash, the article, Why Life is Divided into Two Discernments. Our sages said, for the living know that they will die. Those righteous in their death are called living. Rashi interprets, those righteous, how do they know they will die? Pay attention to the day of death and avoid transgression. And the dead know nothing. Those wicked in their lives are called dead. Rashi interprets, the wicked know nothing, meaning they pretend not to know and sin.
It
therefore follows that there is life that is called death. In other words, to the wicked, their lives are called death. Also, there is death that is called life, which is among the righteous. That is, there are two discernments to life. One, the life of the wicked. Two, the life of the righteous. It is not written what the life of the righteous is called. Rather, what is written is that the death of the righteous is called life. And we should certainly say that if the death of the righteous is called life, then the life of the righteous is certainly a higher degree. According to Rashi's interpretation, it seems that in their death, meaning when looking at when they are discerned as dead, therefore they do not sin. Yet how does this pertain to life? Does one who does not sin already have life? Also, Rashi interprets that the wicked in their lives are called dead. Why? It is because the wicked know nothing, meaning they pretend not to know. We should interpret that they do not know about the day of death. This too we should understand. Does one who does not remember the day of death must sin? After all, our sages said one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. If he defeats it, good. If not, he should engage in Torah. If he defeats it, good. And if not, he should read the Shema reading. And if not, he should mention to it the day of death. This means that even if he does not remember the day of death, he does not have to sin. Thus, what does it mean that Rashi interpreted that they pretend not to know about the day of death and therefore sin? Does this imply that one who does not want to sin must always remember the day of death? In order to understand all the above, we should remember all that is ahead of us. meaning the purpose of creation, as well as the matter of the correction of creation, which is done later. We should also understand the rule that there is no light without a kli. It is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to its creations. It is also known that there is no light without a kli. This means that there cannot be a filling without a lack. For this reason, the Creator created existence from absence, a lack, and craving to receive pleasures. This is called a desire to receive delight. On this kli, called the will to receive, there was later a correction called tzimtzum, restriction. This means that since, because of the reception of the abundance, there was no equivalence between the giver and the receiver, and that kli craved equivalence of form called dvikut, for this reason, she did not want to receive into her will to receive. Instead, on that discernment, there was to be a restriction, and she would receive only where she can aim to bestow. This is the correction of creation, meaning so the creatures would not feel unpleasantness when receiving pleasures from the Creator. Now, we understand that the purpose of creation is for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure. And the correction of creation is for the creatures not to feel unpleasantness upon reception of the pleasures. A kli is called a lack, and light is called the filling. It follows that the kli in which life is clothed is called desire, and the life that is clothed in her is called light. From this, we will learn that we have two kinds of vessels. One, a kli without the correction of creation, called receiving in order to receive. Two, we have a kli with the correction of creation called receiving in order to bestow. According to the above, life is called light. It follows that we have life that is clothed in the vessels of the will to receive, by which we receive disparity of form from the Creator, which causes us to part from the life of lives. For this reason, this life is called death, due to the separation that occurs there. There's also life that is called light, which is clothed in the vessels on which there is the correction of creation, called receiving in order to bestow. By this, although they are called receivers, since the aim is to bestow, they remain in adhesion even while receiving the pleasures. It follows that the light that he receives, meaning life, is called life since the light remains attached to the life of lives. By this we can interpret what was said, the wicked in their lives are called dead, since they receive all that they receive in vessels of reception, which causes separation. This is why it was said the wicked in their lives are called dead. Also, this clarifies why the righteous in their lives are called living. Since they receive the filling of the kli, meaning the light and the pleasure, in vessels of bestowal, by which they adhere to the life of lives, although they become receivers. However, according to this, how can we interpret what our sages said, the righteous in their death are called living? The thing is that in the order of the work, we begin in lo lishma, and from lo lishma, we come to lishma. Thus, when a person begins the work, the intention is for his own sake, called reward and punishment. Afterward, he is rewarded and is shown from above by an awakening from above that he should walk on the path of truth, which is to do everything for the sake of the Creator. When he is shown from above, what does it mean for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake? The body escapes from this work and no longer wants to work. At that time, a person thinks that he is in a state of descent. That is, when he began to work, he was in a state of ascent, meaning that he was finer and not so materialized. Hence, the body did not object to this work. But now, the body has become materialized and therefore does not want to work. It says, this work is not for me, because I see that not only have I stopped progressing, I am even regressing. Therefore, it is a waste of my time and effort, since I cannot acquire spiritual life. At least, I will acquire corporeal life, like the rest of the world, which does not think of spirituality, but only of corporeality. Also, I will be like them, and at least try to enjoy what I can in this world. Otherwise, I will be left empty-handed in both ways. At that time, it says, I will do what our sages said. Rabbah said to the sages, I beseech you, do not inherit a double hell. Rashi interprets double hell as laboring and toiling in Torah in this world, and you will not observe it, and you will inherit hell upon your death. And in your life, you did not enjoy in your world. By this, we should interpret that when a person comes to a state of descent, called death, meaning when he feels the taste of death, if he follows the path of bestowal, meaning that everything he does will be only to thereby bring contentment to the Creator, and for himself, he wants nothing. It is called serving the Creator devotedly. To a person, this feels like death. Indeed, this brings up the question we asked. It is known that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. Thus, why does a person come from a state of feeling the taste of life while engaging in Torah mitzvot, to a state where when he only begins to say that he is going to observe Torah and mitzvot for the sake of the Creator, he feels in this a taste of death and not of life. Where is the rule that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah? As it is written, Ben Azai says, run to a light mitzvah and flee from the transgression. For a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and a transgression induces a transgression. For the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the reward for a transgression is a transgression. The thing is that when he begins in work, lo lishma, and dedicates himself to the work wholeheartedly, and takes upon himself everything seriously, he is therefore endowed from above with the knowledge that there is work in order to bestow and not for his own sake. The reason he is awarded to feel that knowledge in his organs was because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. For not just anyone is rewarded with feeling what it is that all his work is for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. This pertains specifically to those who work with all their might in Lo Lishma. By this, they come to feel the Lishma. And to this, the body certainly does not agree. However, now that he sees that in the work of bestowal, the body has nothing to receive, the person stands before a dilemma. He can say that now he is in a state of descent, called transgression. At that time, he falls into despair and says that now he sees that the most important is to bestow. But he cannot work in order to bestow. Therefore, he must escape the campaign and return to at least enjoy the corporeal life. Or he can say that when he began this work, all the actions were with the aim to Lishma. At that time, the work was not against the will to receive, so the body did not object. But now that he has been rewarded with knowing about the existence of Lishma, called working for the sake of the Creator, the body should certainly object because it is against nature. So how can we work for the sake of the Creator? The answer is that it is inherent in nature that the small can serve the great without any reward, since it feels great pleasure in serving it. This brings up the question, why does the body not agree to work for the sake of the Creator? The answer is that the body does not believe in the greatness of the Creator. For where there is a need to believe, the body objects, since faith is something unimportant. This means that if his greatness is not revealed within reason, but we should believe, a person regards it as lowly and inferior. And the body cannot stand this work. Therefore, we should ask why the Creator created the concealment and restriction, so his greatness will not be revealed. Rather, if a person wants to feel the greatness of the Creator, He can achieve this only by faith. The answer is known. When a person is still not cleansed of vessels of reception, he will take everything, meaning all the revelations of the Creator, into vessels of self-love. And this will separate him from spirituality and be as knowing one's master and aiming to rebel against him. If a person is righteous, as our sages said, that righteous is he who justifies his maker, meaning he says that his current feeling of a time of descent is certainly not because the Creator has rejected him from serving him, but it is rather a great correction for him. That is, now he was given room to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator, and was also given the need to ask the Creator to illuminate his greatness for him. He does not want to feel the greatness of the Creator because of the pleasure in this revelation. Meaning, his intention is not to delight his vessels of reception. On the contrary, since he wants to cancel all the self-love in him, and the body does not want to surrender, he is asking the Creator to illuminate for him and remove the concealment from him, so that the will to receive for himself will annul before the Creator. By this, we will understand what Ben Azai said, run to a light mitzvah. That is, a person stands before a dilemma. He can say that the descent, his falling from his previous degree when he had desire and craving for the work, into a state where he feels a state of unpleasantness in the work, without any vitality, but everything is done by coercion. This came to him from above. It is because they want him to walk on the path of truth, meaning with faith above reason, which is a light mitzvah, which a person slights, because it is unimportant to a person when he must go above reason. Or he can say the opposite. It is not because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, but simply that he is a coarser person and with worse qualities than other people. Therefore, he commits transgression and is unworthy of the work of holiness. Instead, a transgression induces a transgression. Since what I do now in Torah and Mitzvot is compulsory, and I have no love for the holy work, hence, I will commit another transgression and leave the path of coercion. And when I am in good spirits, I will engage in Torah and Mitzvot. In the meantime, I will return to my corporeal life and at least enjoy this world. As in the words of Rabbah. For this reason, when a person faces a dilemma, then as I says, run to a light mitzvah, meaning run and choose a light mitzvah. This means that this state is regarded as a light mitzvah and was given to you from above so that you would walk ahead on the path that leads to the truth. The reason is that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. Since you began in Lo Lishma, and your intention was to devote yourself wholeheartedly to Torah and mitzvot, hence a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. For this reason, you were given from above the knowledge of the matter of Lishma. And you began to feel it. This is the time when a person has the need for the Creator to bring him closer. Since then he sees what our sages said. Man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. An escape from transgression, that is, run from saying that the state you're in now is a transgression. However, you should say instead that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and this cannot be a transgression. If you do not say so, but rather say it is a transgression, then know that a transgression induces a transgression. Hence, you will be forced to commit another transgression, meaning you will have to return to the corporeal life and leave the work you have begun, because you will want to at least enjoy this world. As in the words of Rabbah, who said, "You will not inherit hell upon your death, and in your life you will not have enjoyed in your world." According to the above, we can understand what we asked about Rashi's commentary, who said that it is written, "The living know that they will die. Those righteous in their death are called living." How do they know that they will die? They pay attention to the day of death and avoid transgression, while the dead know nothing. Those wicked in their lives are called dead. He says that they pretend not to know and sin. According to Rashi, it seems that one who does not pay attention to the day of death is already a sinner. We asked, one, about his interpretation that the righteous in their death are called living, since by knowing they will die, they do not sin. It follows that one who does not sin already has life. What's the connection between one who does not sin and life? Two, it seems from the words of Rashi that he says above the righteous that the living know that they will die, that they pay attention to the day of death and avoid transgression. From his words, it seems they do not sin because they pay attention to the day of death. Otherwise, they too would sin. But our sages said that it is not necessarily the day of death that prevents sin. It is said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. If he defeats it, good, and if not, he should engage in Torah. And if not, he should read the Shema reading, and if not, he should mention to it the day of death. Therefore, we see that it is not necessarily the day of death that prevents a person from sinning. Accordingly, We should understand, and this is why we should be precise about what he said, the day of death, meaning it is when a person comes into a state of descent, when he feels no taste in the Torah and in the prayer, and everything he does in Torah and mitzvot is compulsory. And he has no vitality, which really feels like death. The person asks himself, what is the reason I have descended from my previous state? That is, before I began the work of bestowal, I was happy and confident that I would be a worker of the Creator. This always invoked in me to exert, and I did not know any weakness or idleness. Rather, I was always alert to everything. But once I have begun to work on the path of bestowal, I have lost all the vitality in the work, and I do everything lazily. I feel the taste of death in this work. Our sages said that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. But now I see the opposite. Indeed, a person should pay attention to the state of death that he feels now. This is why he says, the living know that they will die. They pay attention to the day of death and avoid transgression. The meaning of pay attention to the day of death is that according to the rule, a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. It should have been said now. It should have been day now. That is, when he begins to work lishma, he should have been more alive because now he is marching on the path of truth. So why does he feel death now, which is darkness, and not life, but is regarded as night? However, one who is righteous justifies his maker and says, certainly the descent that the Creator has now given me is to my benefit. That is, now the Creator has let me know that what it means when a person is working not for himself, but only for the Creator. Of course, the body resists this, as it is against its nature. And before he begins the work of Lishma, he should have been more alive because now he is marching on the path of truth. And this is how his body resists. Otherwise, it would not resist. Hence, now he has a need called a kli for the Creator to help him. As it is written, one who comes to purify is assisted. Since to go against nature, we need the help of the Creator. Because what we have on the way of nature, he cannot do. But what he has against nature is called a miracle from above, which is the meaning that only from above he can be given forces to be able to go against nature. Thus, the meaning of paying attention to understanding the day of death is that this death that I feel is really a day and not a night. The day of death means that there is room for choice here, to say that it is day, called life, or say it is death. This came to me once I have labored honestly and extensively to achieve the goal for which I was born. And since I began in Lo Lishma, and Lo Lishma is not opposite from nature, the body did not resist. But now, I have been rewarded from above with walking on the path of Lishma. This is why the body resists and does not want to give energy to work, as it is against nature. This is why now I feel the taste of death. Therefore, if I say that now is day and not death, then I receive from that state confidence that I will succeed on the path on which I am now going. I avoid saying that this state where I feel death is because I am in a state of transgression called a descent. And because of it, I have nothing more to do in the work, since I see that I am declining. So it is a waste of my time. Instead, I say that this state is not a descent, but an ascent in degree. I have embarked on the path of truth. The words avoid transgression, meaning it is better for me to leave the whole campaign instead. And naturally, a transgression induces a transgression, meaning it is better for me to leave the whole campaign. Instead, I say that I have ascended in degree because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. It follows that we can interpret a mitzvah induces a mitzvah in relation to the past and in relation to the future. That is, if he says that this state is a mitzvah, then a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, meaning that now he has faith and confidence that he will be rewarded with ascending in the degrees of holiness and will be rewarded with achieving the goal. By this we will understand why we say, "Remember us to life, O King who desires life, and write us in the book of the living, for your sake, the living God." We should understand the ending when we say, "For your sake, living God." We can see that there are two kinds of life, one of the wicked, two of the righteous. The life of the wicked is in vessels of reception, called separation from the Creator. The life of the righteous is in vessels of bestowal, which is dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, when we say, "Remember us to life," which life? For your sake, meaning to bestow. That is, we want to ask for life in vessels of bestowal.
מרכז ון.
מה עוד נשאר לנו כדי לזכור?
What else remains for us to merit spiritual life?
להתחיל ולגמור את העבודה.
To start and to finish the work.
מה זאת אומרת להתחיל ולגמור את העבודה?
What does that mean, to begin and finish the work?
It means that we need to relate ourselves, ascribe ourselves to all those actions the Creator is dropping on us, and see in all of them an invitation to advance.
Moscow free.
Доброе утро, Рав, мировой Кли. Рав, что такое?
Good morning, Rav, World Kli.
Грех за.
What is a sin?
Каше, каше.
It's tough, tough to define it, but you can say like this: in order to receive is evil.
А если я какое-нибудь действие делаю без намерения доставить наслаждение Творцу, тоже грех является?
And if I perform a certain action without the intention to bring contentment to the Creator?
It
depends on the degree you're on.
Tov. Makfo.
Rav. Меня хорошо слышно?
Да.
Мы желаем желание, okay? Которое хочет насладиться. Yes. И получается, есть два вида.
We are a desire that wants to enjoy. And there are two ways to enjoy, either in a vessel of reception, which is me, or in the desire of the friend. And if we build such a connection, then we have a connection with the source. From this, it turns out that there are two ways where I try to make the most of the desire to delight myself, and the second, when I'm trying to use the desire of the friend, and I'm using my desire for bestowal. But we can't not enjoy. How can I enjoy when I'm bestowing to a friend?
You connect with him, and you can feel the opinion in him.
So like you said, a sin is when I want to enjoy in my desire to receive. Is that a sin?
Belarus.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит чувствовать?
Rav, please tell me.
Вот именно чувствовать.
What is it to feel the greatness of the Creator? To feel.
Это означает ощущать.
To feel the greatness of the Creator means to feel
над твоими желаниями.
It's dominion over your desires.
Ну, над любыми.
For egoistic desires?
Что он выше тебя?
Well, above all desires.
Турки ту.
Which is?
Good morning, Tiraf. Tiraf. Yaratılan varlık doğası gereği nasıl alma arzusunu temizler ve egosundan kaçar?
Dear Rav, how can a person refine, purify his desire to receive from his own nature and to run away from his ego?
This is ongoing work, extended work, and he's doing it through the friends. He's connecting to the friends, and gradually he relates his will to receive to his friends, and through this will to receive, he's trying to bestow to the friends more and more. And in this way, these forces of bestowal become truly in order to bestow.
Spain 1.
Gracias, Rav. Pero mi pregunta, al principio del extracto de la lectura, Rabat dice que y tú no observarás esto y tú heredarás.
In the beginning of the reading, or the reading,
y al final
it was written,
del texto, dice Rabat, dijo, no vas a heredar el
infierno. You will inherit hell.
No entiendo por qué al principio no ered en infierno y al final no ered en infierno.
It's written in the beginning of it, if you don't observe it, you will be, you didn't enjoy your life or your death. And in the end, it's written that you will not inherit hell in your death, and in your life you didn't enjoy. Why is it written in the beginning that you will inherit, and then later it's written that you won't inherit it?
It depends on who you're referring to. Who are you using?
Kabyutesha.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I have two questions for you. The first is, the article makes it very clear.
Yes.
We don't want to commit any transgression. How can we make sure that we don't? There may be so many prohibitions, like we talked about prohibition against slander, a prohibition against looking at a woman, a prohibition against the mouth. There's just a long list of them. So how can we make sure that we don't unknowingly or unintendedly commit any sort of transgression?
How can we... The solution is when I don't think in the direction of a transgression. Rather, I constantly think in terms of how I can perform a mitzvah, a commandment. So I'm not afraid to fall into a transgression. Rather, I constantly try to think how to write to the degree of the commandment. And gradually, I come to a state where I can perform commandments and not transgressions.
Can you ask a follow-up question, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Si.
How can we differentiate between the feelings or the causes of the feelings when we have a negative feeling or negative emotion? One may be caused by this unintended transgression, or the second may be because there is an opportunity for a correction that's clothing in that descent that really is an opportunity for us to step up on the ladder. How do we differentiate between the two? How do we know what's really going on?
We shouldn't really deal with that. The Creator will bring us back to those points that need our scrutiny. But we ourselves, it's not worthwhile to pick into this, which these points are those points where they do wrong. It's not worthwhile. It doesn't add to us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Turki Van.
Günaydın Rav ve dostlar. Dostumun sorusu, hayatların hayatı nedir? Açıklayabilir misiniz?
Good morning, Rav, friends. A question from my friend. Can you explain what is the life of lives? I live in bestowal to the Creator, and I feel that He's bestowing to me to that same extent. Then I feel my life as alive.
Latin 14. 14.
Buenas noches, Rap. Buenas noches, Clima Mundial.
Nos vemos.
La pregunta es la siguiente.
¿Cómo?
¿Por qué el cuerpo se resiste al trabajo
en
nombre del Creador? ¿Y cómo se relaciona la fe?
Why does the body resist the work for the sake of the Creator? And how is that connected to faith above reason?
The
body objects to any action that is not felt in vessels of reception. That's how it's built, constructed. So we have to see in it opportunity. How do we aim ourselves in order to use vessels of bestowal and run away from vessels of reception? That is our correction. If this is how our correction is, if it's not okay, ask again. What did she say?
No, no other question right now.
Tov. Beseder. Woman Cup U 5.
Thank you, Rav. World Kli. If his state of descent is death, is this perception of this death within ourselves? And if so, how to invert these difficult states of descent into thinking of the state as an opportunity to serve the Creator?
It will not be work in restriction, it will be work above the restriction. To receive in order to bestow, this is more exalted work, higher work.
The
first step is to abstain from our desires to receive. So we would not use vessels of reception, and then gradually start pulling them toward our actions in order to bestow.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Why is it that our body constantly seeks pleasure in corporeality, even...
Yes.
What's the question? So why is it that's how it's built? It's a desire to receive. The Creator created it. And according to its nature, it's constantly seeking pleasure, what way to enjoy itself. So everywhere it feels itself. The main work is to arrange itself in the most convenient way possible.
Thank you.
Woman Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте. Вот когда человек находится в этих потрясающих, я бы сказал, состояниях.
Hello, Rav. When a person is in these states, how to ask correctly from the group and how to later pass on to the group so that it's not to enjoy how much I have overcome the situation.
I
didn't understand your question. When a person's in a state of descent, how to ask for help from the group in order to pass this together? And then when you overcome together with the group and you rise to the Creator, how to move this state of overcoming to the group to not enjoy myself from this?
He must annul himself before the group.
And
do everything the group wants to do in order to be incorporated in the group. And when he's incorporated, he begin to feel what else can he help the group, in what way, from his own personal qualities, and he continues to do it.
Да.
All the forces he receives, he aims in order to fill the group, the desires of the group.
Yes, and there he finds also his own desires.
And if possible, another question from a friend. Thank you. Long ago, you gave us an exercise that everything I do, I will do for the sake of the Creator. I drink for the Creator, I get dressed for the Creator. To what extent is that habit of doing everything for the sake of the Creator, how much does that really take us out of the intention for ourselves? Or is it some lie to myself?
It's possible that you're lying to yourself. Nevertheless, it's bringing you out into a higher degree because habit becomes second nature.
Woman Cab U5, ты еще хочешь спросить?
Want to ask some more?
Yes, no. H4.
תודה רב, בוקר טוב לכולם. רב, התחושה מהמאמר מביאה שתי דברים. אחד זה את הצורך בתפילה.
There are two things in this article. One, the need for prayer, which looks that there's no chance, and that alone there's no chance whatsoever, only with the help of the friends. Another feeling from the state of now is that we will need one another more and more to the general force of ours. How to receive more of ours towards the state and to use it as an opportunity and not as disturbances, as an opportunity for every state that will happen. How can we aim ourselves more? It's really, really felt strongly in the heart right now.
Only connection, where you can see the deficiencies in connection. There you need to add. We have no other work.
Any other?
No other work.
Haifa free.
Boker Tov Rav, Kli Olami.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. The correction begins with the restriction. Where does he have the strength to do the restriction?
Mikablim. Vadai shelo lanu.
You get it. Of course, we don't have it, but you get it.
So we need to pray for him to do, give us the force to restriction, and then our work continues in prayer?
To restrict the will to receive. Yes.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот вы сказали,
hello, Rav.
Что надо сократить желание получать.
You said that we need to restrict the will to receive.
Где мы получаем, вот когда работаем десяткой, скажем, и выполняем много
денег. Don't see where we receive from when we work in the ten. We perform many actions. We make efforts. And there isn't some feeling that I'm receiving. Rather, I feel like I'm giving. So where do I receive?
Africa.
Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Clay. While working, there comes a voice which diverts from the path and shows corporal matters more important. And when we move to a corporality, a lot of trouble happens in life. And remember, we have to return back to spirituality. When does this process stop and we focus only on spiritual work?
When the Creator will help us, raise us above corporeal deficiency and pleasures. Let's hope that he does it soon.
Beseder. Cab you free.
Boker Tov, Rav, Mechaverim. I have a question for you, Rav. It's in two parts. It's Is it fair to say that our intentions and attitude in our work determine whether it is a mitzvah or transgression?
האם נכון לחלק את הגישה שלנו לעבודה רוחנית למצווה או עבירה?
כן, יכול להיות.
It's possible that yes.
Okay. And the second part,
yes.
And the second part would be, should we consider it as an invitation for have faith above reason?
כאל הזמנה מהבורא להתעלות לאמונה למעלה מהדעת.
כן. ודאי שזה תמיד.
Yes, that is always the case. When that's what he intends for us to do, that we will rise to faith above reason.
Woman Turkish Mone.
Sevgili Rav, hayatların hayatına ulaşmak için arzumuzu nasıl artırabiliriz? Tavsiyeler verebilir misin? Teşekkürler.
Rav, how can you grow our desire to reach the life of lives if you can give us some advice?
Only through the connection between us we will grow our desire for the Creator.
Barur. Tov.
Good.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вы сказали, что мы сначала поднимемся над своими желаниями получать, а потом...
Dear Raf, you said that at first we will rise above our desires, and then into this state we will draw the correction of our egoistic nature. How do we do this? How do we first rise above our desires, and then correct into the egoistic desires?
We learn to not use our egoistic desires to receive, and later we begin to feel in that state how we can work toward bestowal, in order to bestow.
How, by example, now in the lesson, do I not use my egoistic desires and also add to their...
Incorporate in the friends. Incorporate in the friends, and then you will see that it is possible.
Woman Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Sevgili Rav, çok önemli bir şey söylediniz. Ben devamlı emrin derecesine tutunurum dediniz. İçinde bulunduğum her koşulu bana çok ters bir durum olsa bile Yaradan'ı haklı çıkarmak için bir fırsata nasıl dönüştürebilirim? Teşekkürler.
Hello, Rav, friends. I heard from you in the lesson now that I am constantly holding on to the degree of the mitzvah. So how can a person justify the Creator in difficult states and make a state change to an opportunity?
He constantly needs to think how he's going to reach the purpose of creation, where the purpose of creation is to connect the whole world into one kli. For the Creator to dwell in the center of that system. And when he thinks about it, that's how he gets there. He approaches it more and more.
Beseda. Tov. Piti 35.
Toda rabba, Rav. Rav, ech ani shomer et hayachas hanachon?
Thank you, Rav. How do I keep this small law that the small one can serve the great one, that the ego is deluding me each time, and I don't believe that I'm small? How do I keep that correct relation so I'll understand that I'm serving the great one?
Approach the friends and see how it's working itself out.
Only in coming closer to the friends?
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
What's the meaning of hexing the evil inclination with the good inclination?
It
depends depends on the state. But most of the time we want to not take it into consideration.
So I shouldn't relate to him at all in the states that he's giving me?
Yeah, don't pay attention at all, only to the site that bestows.
Thank you. A question from the text. It was written like this. And he runs away from the transgression, meaning run from saying that the state that you're in now is a transgression. And for you to say that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. What is to say that you will tell me? Why is that important? What is that influence?
Take it into consideration that you have to insist on this condition. That commandment induces a commandment.
And also he talks about the day of his death, meaning there's a place for choosing that it, to say that it's day. Where is there a choice here? With what conditions is there the ability to say this or that? A person appreciates, balances,
gives.
That's a result of the feeling of a person. There's nothing to do. That's how you go through the states and you feel it.
In the words of Rabbah, what is he talking about there? That you should not inherit hell in your life and you're not enjoying in your new days either. How to relate to that?
Do not go down to the level of the world to receive. Do not connect to it in any way.
Woman Mac 56.
Дорогой учитель, эта статья напомнила мне как-то
вопрос,
который я вас спрашивала про заповедь, что
это. This article reminds me a question that I asked you about mitzvot. That actually mitzvot are not limitations, but opportunities from the Creator. And I heard from you that a mitzvah is actually the light. And here in the article, it says that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. So help me please understand the light that illuminates upon the uncorrected vessel. It's not a mitzvah yet, but you're saying that it induces another mitzvah, which is through the request of a person? There's a revelation?
Woman,
that's already the revelation of good.
A question from a friend in the 10. It's written that one who comes to purify is aided. Meaning that it's important that a person himself will ask for help, otherwise he won't be helped.
Yes, a person has to ask for it himself. Of course, we all also request these things for everyone, but nevertheless, a person has to ask from within himself as well. Otherwise, he will not have a vessel. He needs a personal vessel for receiving the
woman rechovot,
the help.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning, everyone. Rav, it's not so clear about the ego. How do I discern that I'm running away from the ego and not from the corrections themselves? From the states that I'm giving.
If you continue to work with it, you'll feel it. You'll be able to scrutinize it. I can't give you these calculations, but you will come to recognize it quite quickly.
Woman Chile.
Good evening, Rav. A question from a dear friend. In a few words, how to move from a state of receiving in order to receive to receiving in order to bestow? What are the steps? How to implement it in the 10.
You have to try and connect as much as possible between us, and from the connection between us to raise a question to the Creator, that we wish to be connected and to Him, and then to incorporate yourselves in Him, in it. And then on top of all the changes we will feel in ourselves, between us, we have to insist on it and and not let ourselves come down from it.
Czechoslovak tu.
Dear Rav, do we need to know all the states of the fall in order to rise to a higher level?
אנחנו רוצים או לא רוצים, אבל אנחנו נכיר אותם.
Like it or not, we will come to know them. As light excels from darkness, and the more we recognize the descents, we'll also recognize the ascents.
He writes, and when he is shown from above what is for the sake of the Creator and not for his own benefit, the body escapes that work and doesn't want to work anymore. We know, and you also explained many times, that our friends who have left us or are distancing because they discovered that they're not receiving all of a sudden in their will to receive what they want. Now, I've noticed that if the 10 doesn't give the certain attitude, the relations to a friend, it causes him to distance. I wanted to scrutinize what kind of attitude we need to give to one another.
We
need to explain to one another the meaning of spiritual work. That we prefer adhesion in the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, a relationship with the Creator, compared to all the adhesion, the relationship that we may get in this lifetime. That's it. This has to be a serious thing. Does this attitude feel this very childish relation, that we're like in a different place, that we don't need to show a friend all this, congratulations, you did, and all that? Maybe, you know, after all, he's distancing. The question is whether we can understand a friend and truly give him this attitude that he expects, or is our work something different? Our different relation, like you're saying.
You must
give him the correct attitude.
Focus group.
He writes at the end of the article that if I say that now it is day, then I receive from that state this force of confidence that I'm going to go with. And the continuation, he also writes, but I say that there is no such state of a descent, but rather I an ascent in a degree, to the degree of truth. And we in the 10 are constantly implementing this advice because we're like playing the goal towards one another all the time. But nevertheless, the question that is asked is how to come to a decision there for what these words that Rabash is saying won't be based on a statement, but really to truly put it in feeling.
You'll need to think about it a bit more.
question
about the attitude towards pleasures and the will to receive during the state of correction. We know there's no calculations with the bodies, and you told us that Rabash used to smoke, and you too. There's friends that like to play tennis, someone else likes to watch movies on TV, another one likes to go to the beach and go for a walk there. How should we relate to this? Because I'm trying to understand if it's harmful on the path that a friend and does some kind of action that he enjoys.
I don't think it's a transgression. We need to see if by this he's increasing his vessels and then works in the group. So it's vessels of bestowal.
So the question is, does it disrupt me on the path or not?
It depends on the intention. And usually the intention of the friend is something we don't know. It's concealed. So that's why we can't talk about it.
So how do I relate to these pleasures?
Try and see through time what direction, towards which direction it changes the friend, towards us, towards the group.
So if the pleasure does not disrupt, we can continue with this?
Of course.
A friend is asking regarding the article. It says that the wicked, in their death, in their life, are called dead.
Because they
make themselves as if they don't know. What does it mean that they make themselves as if they don't know?
Usually a person who's in that state doesn't want to know anything. That's why it's called that they're in a transgression.
Woman Turkey 9.
Woman Turkey 9.
Günaydın. Oğlumdan bir dostum soruyor. Şu cümlenin anlamı nedir? Kişi daima iyi eğilimi, kötü eğilim üzerinden kızdırmalıdır. Teşekkürler.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, it is written that one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. What does that mean in our work?
That we always need to be in the middle of the struggle between the good and the bad, in order to receive and in order to bestow, in order to determine precisely who we're with, which side we're on.
Woman Almata.
In continuation to what was said, it is written here that if a light commandment doesn't help, we should read the Shema reading. And if that doesn't help, we should remind him of the day of death. What does that mean, reminding the day of death?
That's in order to restrict the ego.
Meaning I have to use fear against the ego?
Could be, why not?
Is it the same fear that talks about three kinds of fear?
No, I don't want to get into this now. For now, think about it yourselves. Woman Be'er Sheva 1.
I wanted to ask regarding the state of pretending, like you said about Rabash, that you can jump, and this way you can bring about the positive state. Here, if I say day, will it make it day and not death? Can it begin here with pretending and become truth afterwards?
Can.
Yes.
PT 5.
PT 5.
Thank you, Av. He writes, he runs away from their transgression, meaning run away from saying that the state you're in now is a transgression. Rather, you should say a commandment induces a commandment and it cannot be a transgression. So what is a transgression if there are any transgressions?
What's a transgression? When a person doesn't use what he is given in order to ascend.
Can a person discern this when he is given it, or only in retrospect?
Yes, yes, such things exist.
Haifa
1. Okay, Haifa 1. Don't want to, Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav. Bueno, esta pregunta tiene relación con la
pregunta que van
a hacer a Amir. ¿Por qué dice que debo...
The question is related to Amir's question.
Este estado donde siento la muerte ocurre porque estoy en un estado de transgresión. Esto es como...
Why shouldn't I say that the state of death is happening to me because I'm in a transgression? Does it mean that I don't agree with it coming from the Creator?
I don't understand what he's asking.
He's asking why he doesn't have to agree with that he's in a state of transgression and say the opposite, that he is in an ascent and is advancing on the path of truth and not that he's in the path of...
We'll scrutinize it some other time. Michael, let's go to the next part.
Before we move on to the next part, we'll sing a song together.
When every word has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. Ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Все тайны. Тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты. Исполнены любви и красоты, доброты и чистоты.